Next up, by the way, I've told the guys in studio I'm locking the doors and we're going to do this for the balance of the show. So 2 more hours. Yana Pascal, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. 16-year-old South African Formula 4 racing driver. Wow.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. You know, it's amazing.
We can chat about this for absolute hours. Something just to share. I have been hit in the face by tire fragments coming off an F1 car. So I think that is kind of cool. So that's something that I'm quite connected to and passionate about. But I don't know if people really understand the level that it takes to get to for Formula 4. It's absolutely mind-blowing. So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into racing, and why? What's so special about this incredible sport?
Well, actually, it's quite a funny story. My whole family never came from a racing background. Yes, we watched Formula One, like the occasional race, but my parents, like my dad enjoyed racing, and so did my cousins. So my cousins took my dad to one of the go-kart tracks, and he really loved the sport, and he just told me, gee, try it out. Let's see if you like it. So I tried it out for the first time and I didn't enjoy it that much, to be honest. But I got used to spending time with my dad and that's what I enjoyed. And then I found the need for speed.
Absolutely phenomenal. And proper speed. I mean, technically, you're not yet able to be driving on your own on South African roads, but you're going pretty fast around the track. If we look at karting, I mean, some of those top speeds are quite insane. Formula 4, I mean, that must be absolutely crazy. What has that progression been like for you?
It's been difficult, I won't lie. I mean, like getting used to the gears, the clutch, all of that has been quite a big change. Suspension, learning how to not lock the brakes, brake bias. There's so many different things, but I feel like the more that I'm allowed to drive and the more that I'm allowed to sit in the car, the more I get used to it. And it kind of starts to feel like home, like it did in a kart.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. I think it is there's no way, and let me say this, an average person, myself included, would even be able to get a Formula 4 car off the line just with the clutch control and the other stand, let alone getting it around a track. Did it sort of meet your expectations in terms of the progression from karts into Formula 4?
In a way, it did, because I knew that it was going to be very difficult, but I think I underestimated it, because I was like, oh, it's okay, I'm going to jump into an F4 car and I'm just going to be the fastest one there by like a second and a half. But that's not what it was like. It was a lot of getting used to, and it was a lot of patience.
Absolutely.
I think that's the right word.
How do you deal with the pressure from yourself in order to perform? Because I understand exactly what you mean when you say a second and a half, but that's a substantial margin to be winning by. And how do you balance sort of wanting to progress in the sport, but also being gentle on yourself?
I think I'm a very sporty person and I'm a very competitive person, but I think once I started to get into that competitive mindset in racing, I needed someone to talk to. So I spoke to my support team, which is my mom, my dad, my sister, my friends, my family. And then they just kind of like reeled me in a way. But I do have to say my team and my coach, Wesley, all, they understand kind of what I'm going through. So they didn't make it like, oh, just relax, it's fine if you come second or something like that.
Because you're there
but
for a specific reason,
they understand, they like,
right? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they like, I understand why you're frustrated. Like, you want to win, but this is the process that you have to go through. Like, my coach, Wesley Orr, always says, trust the process, so.
Very, very wise words there from your coach. Tell us a little bit about the More Than Equal Driver Development Program. You're one of only 5 selected for this amazing program. I know David Coulthard was one of the founders.
Yeah. So More Than Equal is a development program for young females, and their goal is to create the first female Formula One world champion. And they have put their faith in me, and they believe in me that I can do that for them. And I'm very happy to be a part of the development team. I mean, like, they've given me so much, like taking me overseas to drive Ginetta Juniors, Formula Four. Also, they do physical camps on us to test the limits of our bodies. So that's it, just gives you a better insight of how much you can actually push yourself. But they also give us trainers, all of that. So the whole More Than Equal team is just really good.
I think it's something that's so important because looking at a female F1 world champion, given what's happened over the last few years since Liberty Media has been involved in Formula One, the growth of young ladies supporting the sport, getting involved in the sport, developing a profound passion for the sport, it's really time that we started to see some young ladies on the grid and representing these teams and ultimately a world champion. What would you like to see changing and evolving within the sport?
I think what I'd like to see change is more people understanding that we're not just female racing drivers, that we are just a racing driver. Like, the only thing that makes me different from a male racing driver is my long hair, you know?
And you're going to have to
So,
do a Lewis Hamilton hairstyle with the
exactly.
helmet.
So for me, I think people need to start understanding that we don't want to be treated like a female racing driver. We want to be treated the same as anyone else would. But I also think F1 teams need to start bringing in more females to do like FP1 practices, so free practice ones, to actually, so we can show off our talent, you know, in that car. I mean, Doreen Pinn did her F1 testing a Mercedes the other day, but no one got to see that. No one got to see her talent because it was just on social media. It wasn't on live TV and being broadcasted.
Yeah, and it's such an important point that you make. As an athlete, you want to be seen as an athlete and treated as an athlete. But with that comes a huge amount of inspiration, where you are an inspiration for so many young ladies who perhaps never even thought about it and have the skill set to be able to succeed. How does it feel to you being in the role and in the position, even in your current Formula Four? I know we're moving to F1 very soon, and I'm just putting that out there into the universe. And we're also going to touch on which team. So, but what does it feel? Do you feel a responsibility for your position and for your role? Yes, as an athlete, but also as a young lady.
I definitely feel like a big role, and sometimes it's a bit of pressure because you might not always have the best weekend. But I think the main thing for me is to always have a positive attitude and to show people that it's okay for something to go wrong as long as you learn from it, you
Yeah,
know?
great
So
advice.
it does put a bit of pressure on me, but I love it in the end because I'm showing people that they can do it.
I think just with that and understanding the pressure, so many youth are facing tremendous pressure today, more so, and particularly you mentioned social media, where all of these things are impacting on us. What do you do with the pressure? How do you use the pressure to help you succeed?
Well, I think it's just deciding which pressure you want. Like, internal pressure for me is never a good thing because it just keeps on adding up. But sometimes, if you pick and choose which external pressure you want, like pressure from your parents, I sometimes find that a very good thing. But I think it's just not looking at the negative parts of the pressure and always finding the positive part of that kind of pressure, because your parents and your coaches are putting pressure on you because they know what you can do. So they believe in you, and I think people miss that. Like, they don't look at that side of the pressure.
Absolutely, it is, and it's a great way to feel and be seen and understand that the pressure's there for your own best interest. It's a really, really well put. So I think the question on every listener's mind at the moment is, what's the dream, what's the goal, and what team, if you could pick anyone?
Well, the dream is always Formula One, but right now the goal is to do F1 Academy, Formula 4 in Europe, and then work up the ranks like F3, F2, then make it to F1 and hopefully be a Red Bull driver.
Oh, excellent. Okay, absolutely fantastic. I think your timing is going to be perfect. Have you got a timeline on that for yourself?
I don't. I think wherever the wind takes me is where I'll go. But hopefully 10 years.
Okay, fantastic.
10 years for F1 and 3 years for F1 Academy.
Okay. You heard that here first, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the things that I also wanted to ask you, I get a sense that you are very focused and that your ducks are in a row. So I'm going to ask a relatively long-term question. After your F1 career, would you want to look at becoming a team principal, maybe joining an existing team or starting your own?
I think definitely joining a team to begin with to learn and figure out all the ropes everywhere, and then starting up my own team.
Absolutely fantastic. And then where do people watch you race in South Africa at the moment? What's the season like?
Well, I actually had a race last weekend. It's an extreme festival national round, and you can watch that on YouTube, or you can come to the tracks and watch them.
Awesome. When is the next track event?
It's in August.
Okay. And where will that be?
That will be in East London.
Okay. And can people come up to you for an autograph?
Of course. I do not bite, I promise.
Fantastic. Any advice or recommendations for some people, our younger listeners, listening to this and asking, hey, how could I get involved? Where's a place to start? What is a good starting point?
Well, I would probably say go to your local track, find out if you have one. If you don't have one, go onto Instagram, search up War Motorsports. That's where I started. They have an academy, which I'm totally on, and their goal is to get our African drivers out there, but they teach you the basics and they teach you how to drive. So I definitely go there, or just go to a local track, ask around and get started. But my advice would be live your dream.
Absolutely. We've got one life. And a little bit of a fun question, and not to get anyone into trouble, with your time on the track and your experience behind the wheel, do you find yourself, when you're in the car with your folks, correcting some of their driving techniques, changing hand position maybe?
Every now and again, I find myself doing that. But if I was old enough, I'm pretty sure I would be the one driving. And I think it just bothers me sometimes that they're driving and I'm not.
No, not yet, absolutely. As long as they're driving you to the track as a starting point. Just as we start to wrap up the conversation, it's been wonderful chatting with you. Is there anything that you would like to share or talk about with our listeners here on 101.9 Chai FM?
Well, I'd love to share my Instagram so that you can carry on following my journey. It's Gianna Pascal underscore official, and that's spelled GIANNAPASCOAL.
Fantastic. And we'll get the guys to put that onto the podcast as well. We're definitely going to go and follow your account and your journey, because I think something that's very, very important, we're out of the World Cup, But we have a fantastic young racing driver to be following, and just wonderful that you came on and took the time to share your story. And it's just, I don't know if people understand, I've done a little bit of karting in my time, never won a single race, and just the angles, the apex, the corners, your braking points, it's so much to deal with at one time. So we commend you, Gianna. It's unbelievable what you are doing, and just know that the whole country is behind you and really, really proud of you.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure being here.
No, thank you. That's Gianna Pascal, 16-year-old South African Formula 4 racing driver here on 101.9 High FM.